What'd you think of, before we talk about your team, what'd you think about Pine Tar Gate?
Oh, God. Well, I don't know how smart he was putting it. I mean, I guess he didn't think anybody was going to notice. Maybe that side of his neck was facing the Yankee dugout or something, but, or maybe he didn't realize Butterfield was over there. I mean, Butter, coaching third base, must have seen it, too. Who knows, man? But, yeah, coming off his this previous start where he had it on his hand and it was a giveaway and he got away with it, and then to expect your next time out that nobody's going to be looking for anything is kind of, So it was actually kind of funny.
Did you notice it when he faced you guys?
No, we didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way they picked it up that first game when he's in Yankee Stadium, with the cameras and all
right.
that, but it wasn't brought to our attention by any means.
Would you? Look, pine tar in the neck again. That's pretty obvious. As a manager, does that go into your thinking? Because if a guy's got a little bit in his uniform or something on his wrist, I guess maybe you let it slide. But when you see something like that, you almost have to point it out, don't you?
Oh yeah, and if you don't, man, they come down on you. He just asking for trouble right there. And to excuse that one, you wouldn't be doing your job, really.
By the way, did you ever find out with Miguel Gonzalez why he, because I know you asked the umpire about that in his start, why he was rubbing his index finger and second finger against the webbing of his glove? Did you ever, was that just a nervous thing?
Apparently, it must have been,
Mm-hmm.
But, Gonzalez has been so tough on us over the years anyway. I mean, he's a good little pitcher. And we thought something looked suspicious. And like I said, I understand guys use that things for better grip. But if you're doing something, you go directly to the ball, was my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So we just had him take a look. He was shutting us down pretty good, and he normally does. And then of course they didn't find anything. So it's probably just a little habit he does.
Gibb, is that a tough decision though to actually go out and question that? Is that something where you as a manager and, is that also a shot maybe at your colleague across Buck Showalter? Is that something you think about in that situation?
Oh, well, you definitely don't take those things lightly because, you're opening up a can of worms, you might expose your own guys, to some things. But, that's part of it. What we're trying to do is win a game, and he's he was mowing us down pretty good. But, like the one you're talking about, earlier, I mean, that was blatantly obvious, and they almost had to do something. Mm. But, yeah, you don't think that. You don't go out there looking for things like that. And you don't, you can't get careless with those things either, too. But sometimes, it's worth a shot if something looks pretty obvious to you.
Speaking of can of worms, Dustin McGowan after the game last night telling reporters that, essentially questioning his own endurance, saying he seems to feel a little fatigued after 60 pitches. How concerned are you, A, by what Dustin McGowan said, but also the fact that he said it? Because, for some of us, that would indicate maybe there's a little element of self-doubt creeping into to Dustin's mind.
Right, and I was surprised to hear that. He never, relayed that to us, personally. But, to be honest with you, coming in when we chose to make him a starter, I mean, that was always a question anyway. How was he going to be able to hold up, over the years with all the injuries? And, he really thrived in the bullpen last year. And, could he maintain that? He's not that young kid anymore, and he's been through a lot. And that was probably our number one question. And, for him to say that last night, maybe he's, trying to get to us that way. Who knows? So we'll look at everything and see where we go from here. But, the stuff's good. He ran a little trouble, of course, in that fifth inning, with the leadoff walk and against a good offense. But even you go back to the Minnesota game, and the weather, I think, was a factor, but he ran out of gas there, in the early innings as well. So, we got to take a look at all that stuff and see where it goes from here.
And, Gibb, I commented to Jeff earlier that I think he's just behind still because of his illness in spring training, and he was kind of delayed. And quite frankly, the other guys didn't step up to win this spot, so Dustin took it. But do you agree? Is he just still a little bit behind?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you could say that for one or two starts. But, he's had, four now? You know, I mean, so he's built up plenty. I mean, if you add on, I mean, he missed, you know, a week, 10 days maybe, but you add four starts up, you know, onto what is spring training, he should be fine now. You know, but those first couple, yeah, maybe. It's an interesting question, and maybe there's something there, but I think he should be fine after the number he's thrown to this point.
So how much longer do you go now with him?
Well, we'll see. We'll just kind of play it by ear, you know, with what he said. You know, we'll sit down and talk to him today and see what's on his mind and see what, you know, it's really, I can't say anything right at this moment anyway.
Right. John Gibbons is a manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. He joins us on Baseball Central. Jeff Blair and Joe Siddle for your listening
pleasure.
Yeah. So Joe and I were talking about the seventh inning last night, Gibby, and I mean, I made the point. I like the fact that as a manager, you've got to find a point in the game. You reach a point in the game where you say, okay, I got to drop the hammer now. I think we got a chance to win it here. And I know you're playing with a shortened bench. Looking back now, I know this is the typical question we ask managers, but you wouldn't have managed that seventh inning any differently, would you?
No, Jeff. You know, I really wouldn't. You know, there's a point in every game, and it's not like it's a middle innings there.
Mm.
You know, it's the seventh, and you know, if you could guarantee me that we were going to have a shot in the ninth, you know, against Hunter, you know, I mean, if I knew that was going to happen, maybe you look at it a little differently. But I thought it was at the time, you know, we're about to turn over our lineup if we can keep this thing going. And, you know, Toley's been really, really good. And the fact that O'Day was up, you know, on the other side, they had us, you know, by the cojones right there, whatever move we were going to make. You know, they bring in O'Day, you don't want a right-hander facing him, but you also, you know, I didn't want Gomes facing Mattis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean they had control of that inning unless we wanted to burn our three guys on the bench, you know, and we chose to do that. And you know, Toley came through for us, and we brought Reyes up to the plate, and he almost snuck one down that left field line. But it kept the inning going and it gave us a shot. And then, of course, there at the end, you know, I felt good about Johnny Diaz coming up. I really did. I even said to him on the bench, you're going to be the hero tonight. And he hit it good. You know, just couldn't find that hole. But, you know, there is, I mean, you only have so many bullets. And, you know, I chose to take it there in the seventh inning.
How much longer can you go get with the bullpen with the extra guy? I mean, it sure would be nice to have a veteran-type hitter on the bench late in the game like that as the season progresses here. How much longer can you go like this?
Well, you know, Joe, I mean, at this point, I really don't think we have a choice, to be honest with you. You know, we got some guys in that rotation that we got to keep an eye on them, and they're high pitch count guys. And you know, our bullpen, I mean, there's a lot of one-inning guys, too, so... you know, who knows how things shake out here in the future. But, you know, as I said the other day, you know, we get back home, that for us to be successful, we got to start being able to get some big outs in the middle innings from some other guys, you know, instead of just the top four that we've been going to. You know, we've got, you know, Rodgers, you know, Redmond and Happ have got to come through us in the middle innings, and I think they're fully capable of that. But in order for this to work, you know, with eight guys, I mean, that's got to happen.
Hey, John, is this in some ways the toughest, sort of the toughest situation you've had to manage as a major league manager? Just the, you know, the combination of eight-man bullpen, starters sort of 50-50, and whether or not you're going to get five innings out of them. I mean, this has got to be, I was thinking this last night as I'm watching the game play out, and I mean, you're managing with your hands tied, essentially.
Well, yeah, I mean, we ran that eight-man bullpen, you know, most of last season, too.
Right.
You know, so, you look at, our second base slot, you know, I mean, we're going to be doing some pinch hitting there, you know, until somebody really settles in, until Gomes settles in. So that being the fact, I mean, that kind of you kind of limited a little bit with the shortened bench. You know, I think, you know, if the team was set where you had your nine guys, you're running out there, and if they're in there, and you leave them in the game regardless. I mean, it's a little different, you know. And you know, some American League teams like that, but there's a number of teams that have to do what we're doing. And basically comes down to, you know, you pick that one shot in the game if you think you got a chance, and you go for it. And if it doesn't work, you know, unless it's eighth, ninth inning, you know, you just got to live with it. So, I don't necessarily know that it's more challenging. I mean, we know what we have and we know who we are, and we just got to do the best with what we have.
John, you've got Drew Hutchison going tonight. Just to, if you could give us just kind of your summation of Drew's season so far, and what you look for now when Drew goes out to pitch. Do the things you look for, have they changed now than they might have during his first start of the year? And I'm thinking of if there's any red flags around him, not just from health, but mechanics, whatever. Do you view him differently now than you would have, let's say, in his first start?
You know, Jeff, I tell you what, I'm excited every time he goes out there because, you know, he's really good. And, you know, he's only had that one rough start, and that was, I think it was his first home start, you know, where he kind of, you know, I mean, his command was really off. But, you know, the kid's, he's a great competitor, you know, and he's got a good arm. And I mean, you watch him out there, you know, he's a pitcher, you know, and he gets in jams. He's one of those guys, he's able to make pitches, you know, he's just not out there throwing. He's got a good idea what he wants to do. And, you know, and he can use his off-speed stuff at any time, which is key to, you know, successful pitchers. So I really do. I get excited because I know we're going to get a good outing and a good effort every night. And, I mean, he's not going to always get the results you want, but you know what? He's going to give you a chance to win. And I mean, you know, he's a guy, he's coming out, he's a young kid, he's coming off Tommy John, and he's never had a lot of innings in his career to begin with because he's still a youngster. And so coming off Tommy John, I mean, we got to be cautious with him too. So, but I tell you what, when he's on, I mean, he sure can make it look easy.
John, it was good of you to do this today. Thanks so much. We'll see you down at the ballpark.
Short? Are you cutting me off short? We usually go longer than this.
No. Are we cutting it? You can keep talking. Anything you want to say? Anything you want to say?
A ratings down when I hit the air?
No, that's not the case. I can ask another question if you want.
No.
I can ask you about why Brett Laurie can't hit left-handed pitching.
I think he can.
Okay. He hasn't so far. What is he, 1-for-19?
Well, okay, but you know, he got off to a slow start period.
Yeah.
But he's heating up, brother.
All right. I'll take it.
And you know what? He's winning great games with that glove and his bat right now.
Sure is.
Yeah. In all seriousness, John, what do you see when you look at a hitter? What tells you that he is turning the corner? Because we talked about, I think a lot of us here, we looked at Edwin, and I mean, we saw this, frankly, I think a lot of us saw this coming because you can tell by watching Edwin at the plate, the way he's squaring up balls, you know when it's going to happen for him. What about a guy like Laurie?
Well, you know, you go back to, you know, spring training. And, you know, Brett had a great spring training. I mean, he was, you know, he's peppering the ball all over the field, you know, left, right, center, with a good approach, you know, laying off some tough pitches. I know it's spring training. And, but even in the start of the season, you know, I thought he was a little bit over anxious and airing it out a little bit too much. But along the way, though, I mean, he was, you know, when he did get his hits, I mean, they were productive. I mean, they were scoring runs, and that's the name of the game, scoring runs. And then, you know, of course, a couple big home runs in the last week. But you know what was really good about last night, and who knows where this goes, but, you know, he hit the big home run in his first at-bat to put us up. And then he got, you know, that hit up the middle, the deflected ball. And then, you know, off Hunter, who's bringing it up there pretty good, you know, that nice line drive to right field. So, he was throwing the ball all around the field, and that's the kind of hitter he is. You know, if he's in pull mode all the time, I mean, it's going to be tough for him. Because it just opens up a lot of holes. It opens up holes on everybody. But the fact that he's doing that, that's when you know what, he's getting close.
All right, now I'm going to let you run.
Perfect.
We hit 11:29.
All righty, boys.
We'll see you tonight, Skip.
All right, man.